So as I walked in here and tried to close the door, it got stuck in the door frame, which kind of is apropos of, you know, your last day. And so I might as well start with this question. What would you like to see the borough do in terms of finishing up the something new for the police department?
I'd like to get a building that's safe. I mean, literally, safe. That's not expected to collapse.
The same thing. You know, we got great people. I think the community is a great community. It needs to... This is part of them. If this is a crappy place to work, it shows on the community, and I don't think the community wants that. I think they want this to be a good working environment, and I'm hoping that, you know, along with the $3.9 million, that hopefully the community will chip in and they'll get a decent working place, a place that's good for the whole community.
Jim, you've been very outspoken on the issue of drugs and in particular prosecutions against folks in town for drugs and other things, and concerns over levels of prosecution. Do you leave the department with any thoughts, or the borough with any thoughts on how to keep pursuing some of this stuff?
I would hope that the people of the community of Petersburg will continue to put pressure on elected officials that we continue to prosecute crimes. Right now, we do have a pretty good working relationship with the district attorney's office.
Improved.
It has improved. And in fact, as in the last 2 months, we've had two trials. So we're not going to have one this month, but there's some trials that are scheduled in the upcoming months. So yeah, I'm hopeful. And I think that will improve the quality of life in Petersburg, because it really does. There's a deterrent effect when you actually have trials and the people understand that if I commit a crime, that there is a penalty to pay. And I think that the years we went with no trials has led to some of the increase in crime we have now. And I think we'll see a reversal of that, or I hope we see a reversal of that.
And Heidi, you've been a long time, and you started out, Heidi, as a parking attendant when you first started here, back when I first came here in 94. Shortly after, though, you became an officer and have long been a drug investigator as well, correct?
Yeah, that's right. I did. I started off as the ODA, other duties as assigned person, which included making everybody mad in town, chalking their tires and giving out the $10 tickets. And then, was an officer, and then did 4.5 years as the drug investigator.
And what do you take with you as you head out? I mean, or at least what do you want to leave here for people to think about, having done a lot of this work and dealt with that issue in this community?
One of the things, truthfully, that I love about this community is other communities in Southeast and around say it's not our problem. We must not have it here. And when it was brought to the attention of the people in this community, you do have heroin in high school. You do have, you know, pill problems in your schools. They didn't say, oh, it can't be our kids. It is our kids. We need to take ownership on it. We need to help you. And then they really did. I mean, that's part of the reason that you could put pressure on, you know, the state and stuff that to help, was because there was such a community outcry. It is a problem here. We see it, and we want something done about it, and we want to help with it. I know they will, but I'm going to say that would be my wish, is that they continue with that strong understanding that, you know, if it's a problem, we're going to deal with it. We're not going to put our heads in the sand.
And I'd like to add real quick to that. Again today, I mean, this is our last day, and obviously
we're talking on Friday. Yeah,
yeah, and as we're not dressed in police uniforms or anything, but Heidi received a citizen called and talked to her at great length, giving her information about drug stuff that we hope will be helpful in the near future. And it's because the people of Petersburg do care, and they understand that they can call the police and they can talk with the officers, that they're not talking to some nameless person, that, you know, in this case it's, hi, I want to talk to Heidi, or, you know, hi, I want to talk to Callan. It's, they know the officers by name, and they want to, and they trust them, and I expect that will continue.
As you head out, what do you say to Kelly Swihart, who will be taking over in a month, and then, of course, the officers will be continuing on here, many of whom are relatively new or younger officers?
Well, you know, carry on. I mean, this is a good crew. The people that work here really are some of the best in the state of Alaska, and I think Kelly shouldn't have any problem with the, you know, from a personnel thing. It's, we just need to keep on doing what we've been doing and continue to be open to the community, and people should continue to feel free to come in and talk. And I think I expect good things to continue.
Heidi?
Yeah, you know, we made up shirts for Christmas for our fellow officers and dispatchers, and it said, worst facility, best people. And that pretty much says, and I'm not going to harp on the facility anymore, but the point is that we're close-knit, but also extremely professional. And that's, I think that's one of the great things, is that, you know, we've had some interesting situations in the last year of our work here, including a standoff. And I knew I was worried about everybody out there, but I also knew that everybody out there was going to do their job when we had the standoff with the armed. So you know, it's one of those things. It really works well. Dispatchers and officers know that they're taking care of each other. It's important. Both jobs are important here, and it's been a great place to work. And yeah, I certainly would hope that the officers and dispatchers continue on with Kelly in the same way.